This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the power of buyers to encourage social change. It works at the individual level and at scale. Hewlett-Packard and General Mills are among the select group of corporations that insist that the advertising agencies they use must improve their gender and racial diversity. This after some in the advertising world were on the record as not getting it on diversity issues. Gigi Duban has the story.
Mad Men won 16 Emmys, and it was notable for the way it depicted women in advertising back in the 60s. Here, the character Peggy Olson gets a tour of Sterling Cooper.
You know, there are women copywriters.
Good ones?
Sure. I mean, you can always tell when a woman's writing copy, but sometimes she just might be the right man for the job, you know?
50 years later, it turns out the advertising world isn't that different. Nancy Hill is president and CEO of the American Association of Advertising Agencies. She did a study recently showing more than half of women in advertising have been sexually harassed at least once at work.
I've said pretty publicly I'm surprised it wasn't higher.
She says harassment and gender bias can be blatant. Think offensive comments or touching. Or more subtle, like the guys in charge leaving a female colleague out of important discussions. But Sharoni Little, who teaches at the USC Marshall School of Business, says lately corporations are pushing change at the ad agencies they hire.
Because of the increased voices and litigation, quite honestly, around gender and racial inclusion.
General Mills recently asked agencies competing for its business to staff creative departments with at least 50% women and 20% people of color. HP Inc. is giving ad agencies 1 year to significantly increase the percentage of women and minorities in top creative roles. Antonio Lucio is HP's chief marketing and communications officer. He says this week the company is reviewing proposals ad agencies submitted at HP's request, detailing plans to improve diversity.
What we decided to do has to do more with the business imperative of having the right level of representation among the people that are leading our communication efforts.
It's smart business. After all, women buy 53% of computers and 45% of printers. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.